Fruity Old Day All the Way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Given Luvinda clarifies recent PF faction gathering was not an official convention, Beaters urges Matero Boys to lift suspension of 200 pupils over prayer attendance, and Madagascar declares a state of emergency over severe fuel shortages linked to Iran war. These are the stories making headlines this evening.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Former Patriotic Front PF faction acting President Given Luvinda has clarified that the recent gathering organized by a faction linked to the party was not an official PF convention, describing it instead as a no-name event. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Luvinda has explained that the meeting purposely refrained from using the PF name due to the ongoing court case concerning the party's leadership and ownership. He has further stated that participants at the gathering agreed to elect a flag bearer who would be officially endorsed as the party's leader once the legal dispute over the PF's leadership is resolved. Mr. Luvinda has since challenged anyone claiming the convention was conducted under the PF name to take up the matter with him directly.
We're very careful not to make reference to the PF. Not one. I'd like to challenge whoever can come up and say, yes, we convened the PF convention, to come forward and do it. I'm sure that all truthful people who attended that convention, whether located here or in the various districts, none made reference to that convention as a PF convention. For the sake of clarity, even the ballot papers that were issued did not have a name of a political party. The ballot papers had no name.
Cramerville Enterprise Limited has dragged former Health Minister Dr. Chitalu Chilufya to court over an unpaid balance of more than 3 million kwacha, which it alleges he fraudulently obtained by claiming he had land for sale in Avondale, Lusaka, when in fact not. In a statement of claim filed in the Lusaka High Court, the plaintiff said on April 30, 2025, Dr. Chilufya falsely represented himself as the owner of land in Avondale, Lusaka, and offered it for sale at purchase price of 3.5 million kwacha. Dr. Chilufya only paid 310,000 kwacha after the plaintiff reported the matter to the police. The company submitted that in making the said offer, Dr. Chilufya unequivocally held himself out as the owner of the said property and as a person capable of passing good title to the plaintiff. Relying entirely on the representation and acting in good faith, the plaintiff accepted the offer and proceeded to pay full purchase of 3.5 million kwacha in installments of 2 million kwacha and 1.5 million kwacha, respectively. The plaintiff said after the defendant had received the money, he blatantly disclosed that the property was not in his name, but was instead registered in another name. The plaintiff said they had shown remarkable patience in the circumstances, and numerous meetings and follow-ups were undertaken in an effort to resolve the matter amicably, but they had ended in explanations. The company is therefore demanding a return of the sum of 3,190,000 kwacha, damages for fraudulently misrepresentation, and any other reliefs the court may deem fit. The Basic Teachers Union of Zambia, BTAS, has urged Matero Boys Secondary School to rescind its decision to suspend 200 pupils who failed to attend prayers last week. BTAS General Secretary Henry Sinkala says school authorities should recognize that pupils at Matero Boys Secondary School come from diverse religious backgrounds and cannot be compelled to attend prayers. Speaking to journalists, Mr. Sinkala has also appealed to the Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, to intervene in the matter.
It's not every school going child is like Matero who is of the same faith. Others are Muslims. Others are Christians. Others are witnesses, for example. So you must respect their faith. And any school that violates these fundamental human rights should be condemned and advised that they should learn to exist within the boundaries of the constitution of the republic. We don't want to start taking each other to court over very straightforward issues.
Meanwhile, Mr. Sinkala has unveiled 90,000 new wrappers for members, which will be distributed across the country as part of efforts to rebrand the union.
We have received these wrappers because of the assessment which are going on in our school. We wouldn't like to stabilize the small running of sand. And I will not dispute them many 3 days, but I will be able to dispute them immediately before the opening next term. First term, every member will have received.
Meanwhile, I beg your pardon, government has announced plans to construct new gold marketing centers across the country before the end of this year as part of efforts to formalize the mining sector and enhance transparency in mineral trading. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta says the initiative is aimed at creating structured and regulated markets where artisanal and small-scale miners can sell their gold through official channels. Dr. Kaveta says districts earmarked for the new centers include Lusangazi, Chisamba, Mpika, and an additional facility in Mumbwa, which will bring the total number of centers in the district to 2. He says these selected locations are areas with high levels of gold mining activities, particularly those affected by illegal mining and unregulated buyers. Dr. Kaveta notes that the move is expected to curb illegal trading, improve price determination, and ensure that the country fully benefits from its mineral resources. Stanbic Bank Zambia has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, aimed at addressing challenges limiting inclusive economic growth for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Stanbic Bank Zambia Chief Executive Officer Mwindwa Siakalima has highlighted that the partnership under the UNDP Supplier Development Program aims to enhance access to finance through customized solutions